Hey ladies, we are in the third week of January, and you may be well on your way in your health and wellness, and maybe even your weight loss journey. You may be doing all the right things and firing on all cylinders. And if you are, I am so proud of you. I'm giving you a virtual hug. But what if you're not? What if you're like I talked about last week in my last episode? What if you're dragging the old 2023 you into the new 2024? Well, last week I told you that it is okay. You can start over, you can hit the refresh button, and you can hit the reset anytime you want. I also gave you three things to think about. But today, let's dive a little deeper and talk about weight loss, and let's talk about it from a truly holistic approach. Are you ready? Then let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach, and I am so happy to be behind the mic again and sharing my passion for health and wellness with you. Now, if you listened to my last episode, then you know that I was gone for a bit. But I am back and I am working to ensure that I show up consistently every week. And I'll let you in on a little secret. Consistency is my word of the year. Yes, I choose a word of the year. I do the goals and all of that. Now, the process has evolved over time, but I am intentional about setting goals and making the plan to achieve those goals. Now, do I always achieve those goals? No, I don't. But over the last few years, I've come very close. And that's because, as I said, my process has evolved over time. And most importantly, I pray over my goals, which is something that I hadn't done in the past. I pray that my goals are aligned with God's will for my life. And I believe, I know that that has made a difference in not only whether I achieve my goals, but also it makes a difference in the goals that I choose. So I know that I went off on a bit of a tangent, but sharing is caring, and I wanted you to know that. So getting back to the point, and that is that I am working to show up consistently every week for you because you ladies, you're important to me, and this podcast is important to me because I know that I am here for a divine purpose, and there is a reason for me to be here. All right, so let's get into talking about a holistic approach, if I can say that, to weight loss. Now, I'm not just talking about the physical aspect, like lifting weights or running or Pilates or yoga or walking or whatever it is that you do. And I'm not just talking about the nutrition piece of it as well, like what and how much food do you eat, or whether or not you do keto or paleo or Mediterranean. Now, yes, nutrition and exercise are crucial components of weight loss. However, they're relatively straightforward, so to speak. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies. I know that it's not always easy to figure out those things, but they can be figured out. But before figuring that part out, before diving and delving into those details, I highly encourage you, if you haven't already, to take some time to deeply consider how to embrace a holistic perspective on your weight loss journey, meaning integrating your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, I know that that sounds a bit woo-woo, but I want you to hear me out, okay? Promise that you're going to hear me out and not tune me out. If you've listened to my podcast, then you know that I've been in the health and wellness space for a long time. I was a 20-something fitness instructor and personal trainer. I was a 30-something fitness competitor, and I was a 40-something new mom. And yes, I had my kiddo in my 40s, and now I'm a 50-something postmenopausal woman. Now, there were some other highlights, and I've done a bunch of other stuff in and out of the fitness world. But for the better part of my journey, I didn't embrace my health from a holistic perspective. It was either making sure that I knew the latest and the greatest formats and information to teach and train, or it was about ensuring that my physique was aesthetically pleasing enough to get on stage. It wasn't until I had my son that I started to look at my health and wellness differently. I wanted to ensure that I was fueling my body enough to support a living, growing being, and then nursing him when he was born. I also wanted to make sure that I physically had the energy and the endurance during and after the pregnancy. And one of the most important things that I focused on was inner peace. I wanted my soul to be happy because I knew that that was vitally important during and after pregnancy. And while my pregnancy, let me tell you, it went a lot differently than I ever expected, I took a holistic approach to my health and wellness during that time. I integrated, like I said, my mind, my body, and my soul. Now, since my pregnancy, as you can imagine, and I'm sure for any of you that, you know, that have had children or just in general, I've gone through many, many seasons of health and wellness and the weight loss journey. And I have found that I am the most successful and at my best when I take an integrated approach of mind, body, and soul. So you're probably asking, but what does that even mean? First, I want you to take some time and I want you to think about your health and wellness and your weight loss journey. Has your focus mostly or always been on the physical aspects of weight loss, like the exercise and the nutrition? And if the answer is yes, no judgment, it's okay. The majority of us, we usually start and we restart our health and wellness journey that way. But I'm here to tell you that the physical aspects alone are just not enough, especially when it comes to maintaining weight loss and sustaining a healthy lifestyle. Our mental and our emotional well-being they're just as equally important as our physical well-being. So this is where I want to encourage you to take some time for introspection. It is so important to recognize and understand, and I mean truly understand, our personal motivations and our personal core values and our goals. Because it's important that we align our weight loss goals with our personal values and our aspirations. When we align our weight loss goals with our personal values, we are more likely to create a lasting lifestyle change rather than going out and trying to pursue the next and the latest and greatest short-term fix. You see, greater alignment with your personal motivations and core values increases the chance of you maintaining your weight loss success over the long haul. When your weight loss goals, when they're not tied to your core values and aspirations, you might struggle with the lack of drive or commitment. So when life starts lifing, as it usually does, and things get hard, your lack of alignment, it makes it harder to stay on track, and you get on that hamster wheel of stopping and starting or just stopping altogether. So how do you take an integrated approach? And what does that look like? What does it look like to integrate your mind, your body, and your soul? Not just for weight loss, but for your health and wellness journey altogether. Now, of course, it's going to look different for everyone. And it's an evolution, so it may change over time. But here's some things to start. The first thing is to take some time for reflection. If you're currently on the path, or you're just starting, or you're restarting your wellness and your health journey or your weight loss journey, I want you to take some time to process and understand your core values and goals. Now, you don't have to pump the brakes on everything to figure this out, but I promise you that it is worth the time to take the time to do it. Because if you can tap into your intrinsic motivation, that's when you stay committed and persevere throughout your weight loss journey. For me, one of my core values is family. So with that, I want to be healthy and energetic enough to support the needs of my family. Supporting and serving others, such as clients, is another value of mine. So again, I want to have the physical and the mental energy to do that as well. I have to make sure that I'm doing the right things to be my best self, even, and I said this last week, even when I don't feel like it. So this speaks to tapping into my intrinsic motivation. It makes it more meaningful, it makes it more real, and it makes it more sustainable. So take some time to reflect on your core values and your goals. And you probably already do that, and that's a great thing. But the key is to align your health and wellness goals to your goals and values. Because it's not enough just to say that you have a goal of losing weight to get to a summer body. That's not sustainable. That's not long-term. If you align your values and your goals, then that's something that you can sustain, and you might just get your summer body in the process. The next thing that you need to do is identify what you like and you love about this journey. And yes, you can and you should love this journey, because it allows you to enjoy and appreciate the process when it gets hard. Now, I've worked with some women who complained and hated the process, but they wanted the results. Now, this was not only painful for them, but it was painful for me as their coach, because, ladies, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I know that that sounds cliche, but it truly doesn't have to be painful. You need to change the narrative in your mind about this journey. I get to move my body today. I get to enjoy walking, and I'm going to walk for 30 minutes. Changing the narrative can be as simple as that. So after you've done those two things, now you're ready to dig into the nitty-gritty details like the exercise and the nutrition. But before you do, here's three things that I want you to keep in mind so that you can integrate your mind, your body, and your soul. First, make it a priority to incorporate some type of mindful movement in your routine. Something like yoga or tai chi, or something as simple as intentional stretching with deep breathing. This will help to cultivate a mind-body connection. The second thing that I want you to think about and keep in mind is mindful eating. Now, I talked a lot about this in episode 31, and I'm going to link it below. But I want to point out that food, it's a necessity. We know that we need it to nourish our body. But it's not just about the physical aspect of nourishing our body. Food actually supports us emotionally as well. So it's important to practice mindful eating to have a deeper and a better connection with food. And again, I talk about this in episode 31, so I really want you to go back and listen to it if you have, just so you can understand the connection. And if you haven't, take some time to listen to that episode. And lastly, and in my opinion, it's the most important, be sure to include or prioritize prayer. Make it a part of your morning routine. Create time and space for nature walks with God, or whatever that looks like for you. Having that spiritual connection helps to create inner peace and resilience. And I know that we can all benefit from some inner peace and some resilience. All right, loves, that is all, said the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, I want you to take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.